Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Friday, December the 3rd. It's National Consensual Hug Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. Did you know they sell things that are green and mean and stab you when you hug them? Yes, cacti. All right, as always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, not a bad day at all, except for my introduction. Currently 1 degree, working our way up to a high of only 2 today under a mix of sun and clouds, looking cool and clear for tomorrow. But get ready, a little bit more of that snow may be on its way Sunday and into next week. And for Consensual Hug Day, some random shout-outs to our enemies. Yes, let's turn the other cheek and be kind. You should always hug your enemies. That way, you'll know what size the hole in the garden needs to be.
Well, Consensual Hug Day celebrates the warmth and comfort of a hug. Hugs are very versatile. Many of us hug when we wish to share our happiness with family and friends. And at the same time, hugs are a staple when we're feeling low and need someone to just hold and console us. Did you know that hugs are scientifically known to release good hormones that can help lower your blood pressure and stress levels? But not everyone can or should hug. For example, did you know that snakes can't hug? They just snuggle. And it's very dangerous when a cyclops tries to hug a unicorn. Very dangerous. The other night, Peter came over for dinner and our weekly book talk. It was awesome. We had a great visit. And at one point, he came up to me and just gave me a random hug out of the blue. Oh, what a nice surprise. Then he said to Rain, "Yeah, you're right. You need a bit of weight." a little bit of shine off of that, but that was all. Let's get to Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? You know, I found a playlist that describes songs that feel like a warm hug. And so there's this one song that I'll share called Sweet Pea by Amos Lee.
Okay.
I love that expression. These songs feel like a warm hug.
I know, right? But going back to the snuggle thing, isn't a snuggle just like a long hug?
Yeah.
A long horizontal hug, maybe.
Oh,
this is a family show.
A family show here.
Well, okay, maybe it's sitting down. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. We're talking about consensual hug day, right?
Yes, indeed.
And,
that's why I'm not using James's material.
You know what's funny? I think COVID is really changed the interaction. Like, I was never a big hugger, but there's certain people I was like, okay, you're a hugger, I'll let you hug me. But now it's like people look at each other. You ever do that where you look at the person and you start forward and you're like, should I do you want me to? And then you're looking at each other like, is it okay? And then you just rush in for it and then you come back out.
Are we doing this?
Yeah. And you're right, it does feel so much better when you can just hug someone. You know, sometimes we use words and we use them wrong when a hug will do, right? So for National Consensual Hug Day, you know, find somebody to hug consensually. And if not, listen to the song Hug Me by Pharrell Williams and Trey Parker. Apparently, I don't even know the song really. I listened to a little bit of it, but it came from the movie Despicable Me. And I like the lyrics because really that movie was about kind of two people meeting each other and trying to create a relationship. And where one of the people is kind of miserable, right? Very different views, very different perspectives, but coming together. So the lyrics go, "Why do you insist on trying to give me away? When they were too good, you wanted to shake them who came. I was your dirty boy. You were the new secret toy." Remember, it's Despicable Me, so keep that in mind. "Show me off and get your joy. Oh, don't you want some more? Come on, I think they're gone. Our part is coming on. You're either with me or you're doomed. Hug me, bring it in. Would you loosen up? Would you hug me? I think they want to take a picture." So it's really the dynamic between two people. One person saying, "Come on, let's be friends." And the other person saying, "I don't know about that." eventually it works and it happens. So, you know, that's the point about consent, right? Is the asking. That was.
That sounded like an emergency call out.
Yeah, right? That's the point of consent is, you know what? Sometimes you might have that friend that you need to kind of pull out, maybe pull out of their depression or pull out of a bad space.
Yeah.
But once they're out and they consent and you can kind of move through the world together, it's a lot better. So just kind of let people flow. But you know what? Give them a hug once in a while as long as they're okay with it. So Hug Me by Pharrell and Trey Parker from Despicable Me soundtrack.
And love those movies for, you know, they're half for the adults and half for the kids, right? until you said what movie it was, I was getting a bit nervous, but then the Despicable Me, okay, it's got to be fine. It's got to be fine. Let us get to Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, what have you got for us this weekend?
Funny enough, I have another movie for you guys. I have another movie suggestion for you guys. So for those of us with kids, right, you know that we are always in situations where kids are asking us a ton load of questions. And me, like so many other parents, I find myself saying a lot of no's instead of yes, because some of the requests are just ridiculous, right? And some of them, I just don't want to do it, right? So that leads me to the movie pick for today. It's a movie called Yes Day. Anybody ever watched that movie before?
Yes, yeah.
So, go check out that movie, right? So it's about a family with some kids, and the parents are always saying no to everything until one day they decided that they're going to have a yes day. So for 24 hours, they have to say yes to everything the kids ask, and the kids set the rule. So you know what? It when I was thinking about this and looking at this movie, I'm going to definitely watch it this weekend. I was thinking that I was really a yes person when I was younger, right? Like everything was always an adventure. Yes, let's do it. And the older you get is the more you don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
That's not good, right? That's not good. I think sometimes we need to be a little bit more childlike. So go watch this movie. It's called Yes Day, and the reviews are kind of mixed, but it looks like it's a good watch. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Right on. It is Friday. Time for Friday's joke of the week.
Yeah, you know, I saw my daughter hugging our pup, and, you know, she whispered, "I love you so much. You're the second most loved thing in my life." And I, you know, tear came to my eye, and I thought, still daddy's little girl. And then she said, spaghetti is still my favorite thing.
Daddy makes her spaghetti, then, like, you know, that at least. Maybe
not. You've got to crack the top 10 at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Paul, I can definitely relate, because I have a 14-year-old and a 6-year-old, and like now every night I'm getting the hugs from the 6-year-old. Daddy, give me a hug, it's bedtime. But the 14-year-old, she doesn't even want to see me.
Yeah. Get lost. I gotta do some wrap up and some texting, etc. You know, still got 3 Instagram posts to make before heading off, you know.
Yep. Well, maybe we'll get her to do a top 5 list next week, and let's see where you rank in there.
You might have to add another number.
Well, let's go with the top 25 just to be safe. All right?
just to be safe, time. Be very, very wholesome and inclusive. All right. Ventura, what's the movie again for the weekend?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. I think with Paul's announcement, we've got 10 yesterdays coming up in the next 2 weeks. So line up your requests, everybody. Well, that is it for us, the wise guys and girl in the suit. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Remember, if you like our show, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. We are the wise guys and girl and suit. Leave you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.